story. And now you turn the bell.
Now is the time, fans of a world gone by, speak again the immortal tale.
The horror. The horror.
Stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you humbly but sincerely, turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from Lights Out this week, a series that aired on various networks at various times and with various breaks in between from 1934 to 1947. The series was created by Willis Cooper, who would later do Quiet Please. For most of the surviving episodes, the series was run by Arch Obler, including the one we'll hear today. This episode's titled Until Dead, first aired February 2nd, 1943.
Ironized Yeast presents Lights Out, Everybody. It is later than you think. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. He walks the earth, the little man. You look at him and say, what can he do? But then comes war and barbarism threatens his own home, and suddenly the little man towers over the earth, a figure of vengeance. This, too, tonight is a story of vengeance. But before we begin, Bob Stevenson wants to ask you a question.
Does day's end find you so worn out and all in that you can't enjoy the evening? Are you so jittery and underweight and under par that you're losing out in your work and in your fun? Well, maybe you simply need more vitamin B and iron than you're getting from your food. And if so, try ironized yeast tablets. These amazing little tablets are a two-way tonic. They give you both vitamin B and iron. They've been of truly remarkable help to thousands who simply needed more of these substances, helped these weak, weary folks gain glorious new pep and strength, and 5, 10, even more pounds of good new flesh, often in just a few weeks. Remember the name, ironized yeast tablets. And now,
lights out, everybody.
You've got 10 minutes with him, Counselor.
I know. Well, Rogan, I understand you wanted to see me.
Sit down, Counselor.
I'm very busy, understand?
Sit down.
Yes. What's on your mind? There's always a chance, you know. The jury's been out 3 hours.
The devil with the jury. Get me a knife.
Huh?
Get me a knife.
A knife? Are you insane?
A knife. Get me one.
But why? You've got a chance, my final summation, the jury, my deadlock. Yes, deadlock.
Shut up and listen to me.
Well?
When the jury comes in, he'll be there, sure.
He?
Mark Street.
Oh, him.
You still don't believe.
Oh, but I do. I definitely believe that an individual by that name does exist.
Exist? He killed my wife.
But the evidence...
He killed my wife, you hear me? He killed my wife.
Yes, I know.
No, you listen to me. You listen, or I'll make you listen. For days, you've been out there in that courtroom talking words. Words, high-sounding legal words. All the time, you ain't believed a word I told you. All the time, back of that mug of yours, you've been thinking, yeah, he killed her. I killed her. Swellest thing that ever came into a man's life.
Now, Mac, I want you to
let me get it out of me. Marie was my wife. She was helping me and loving me. Guy come along who couldn't stand her being happy. He took a look at Marie, and in that rat mind, he must have said to himself, okay, beautiful, I'm going to get you. How and when, I don't know, but someday, beautiful, someday. That's what he said. And that's what he did.
What?
When Lodi came over, Sure, he got to be my friend. He came over, and when Marie told him I was working late down at the plant, he said he'd wait for me. Business. Business of hell.
What?
Oh, how can I tell you? I can only think it in my head and remember it in my head. I hear her. Don't you? Fighting again. Fighting.
I don't hear anything.
Fighting. She must have clawed at his eyes. And that knife in his hand. He stabbed her once. And again, and the third time. When I got home, she had strength to whisper just two words to me. His name. And then she was dead. And he killed her. He'd frame me so I'd take the rat knee that left her. Mark Street, he did it. You hear me, Mark Street?
But no trace of the man.
He'll come back, I tell you. He'll come back now to hear that jury speak its piece. He'll come back, I know he will. That'll be my chance to get him. Get me that knife.
But, Mac...
A knife, I've got to have it. He'll be there. I can give it to him once, twice, three times, the way he did to her, in his face and his neck and his dirty heart, dead the way she's dead, his blood wiping out what he did to her. A knife. Get me a knife.
Order in the courtroom. Order in the courtroom. Alex will clear the courtroom unless order is immediately restored.
You got it.
Now, Mac, everything's going to be all right.
The knife. Where is it?
You certainly didn't think I'd really... Well, I mean a man in my position.
You didn't bring it.
Be sensible, Mac. How could I? Your wild story about revenge against a man nobody knows...
Double-crossing.
Mac. Jury's coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached the verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
You will read the verdict.
We, the jury, find the defendant is charged in the indictment guilty of murder in the first degree.
Prisoner will rise and face the court.
He's talking to you, Mac.
What?
The prisoner will rise.
The judge, get up, Rogan.
Mark Street, you're here. I know it.
Mac Rogan, have you anything to say before sentence is passed upon you?
I see him.
Rogan, what's the matter?
Mark Street, he's here. Here.
Order
Mark
court.
Street,
order
you're here. I see you. I'll get you now.
Get him, somebody.
Oh, now he's here. Mark Street, I've got to get him and kill him. He framed me. He killed him. Let me go home. No, now, follow me. You can't let him get away. You're here. I saw him. Mark Street, listen to me. I'll get you. I tell you, I'll get you like you got hurt. Three times. Once across your face and once through the leg. Once through your heart. I'll get you, Mark Street. I swear, I'll get you.
I'm asking you as a particular favor to me, Rogan, to behave yourself.
Yeah.
Now, every man in this cell block is a condemned man. Disturbances just make it harder for everyone concerned.
I ain't going to be with you long, Warden.
There's 2 weeks yet, my boy.
I'm not going out that way.
Oh. Escape, eh?
I'm just telling you not to count too much on springing that trap.
Don't try it, Rogan. No man's ever escaped from the death house in this penitentiary. And no man ever will.
Yeah.
Well, this is it, Rogan.
Yeah, hi, Warden.
Oh, hello, Rico. Oh, guard, open the cell door.
Yes, Warden.
In here, Rogan.
What's the matter, Warden? Your hotel getting crowded, so you got to give me a roommate?
Now behave yourselves, men. I don't want any trouble.
I sure wouldn't. We don't make any trouble.
I hope not. See you later.
Warden's like a schoolteacher. Rogan?
How do you know my name?
Yeah, there ain't much going on around here Rico Bartelli don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
How do you get out of here?
Well, there's two ways. One through that door where you just came in with the warden... And the other through that green door down there at the other end. That's a funny door. It only opens up one way.
They're not going to hang me.
A lot of guys say that, but they feed the worms just the same.
I'm getting out of here.
Well, it's easy just to talk.
I got to get out.
Why?
To kill
you, crazy? Well, never mind. To me, it don't make no difference just so long as you help me. I told you Rico about telling those lots of things. Well, listen to this. I know a way to crack this place.
You're just talking.
A guy in my spot don't just talk, my friend. Me, I ain't got time for talk.
Yeah?
They think they're gonna hang me 3 days from now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why when I say something, I mean it. For you, too. If you got the guts.
I'm listening.
Look, every day, 4 o'clock, they'll let me and you out in the room down there that they call an exercise room. We're supposed to walk up and down and get exercise so we'll feel good when they stretch our neck. Only you and me in the exercise room for 10 minutes. No guards. They figure it's all right. Because the room ain't got nothing in it, no window. And the guard locks it up from the outside.
Then how do you expect...
I'm trying to tell you. In the room, there's nothing. Bare walls. Bare floor. And in the floor, there's one iron saw lead leading down to the saw that runs under this place to the river.
Marie?
Sure. You do like I say, and Marie will see you pretty quick.
This water, how deep is it?
Well,
it's... No. It doesn't make any difference. I can swim in it.
Not in this water, my friend.
Why not? How far is it from where we can get in the sewer to the river?
A mile.
I can swim a dozen miles.
Not in this water.
Why not? Tell me, why not?
Hey, you guys, pipe down!
Okay, screw. We're going to sleep.
Tell me, why not?
Because, my friend, after the pipe that's under the exercise room goes a little way, it joins the main pipe.
Well?
And on the main saw, there's no room for swimming. The pipe's filled to the top with water.
I'll swim it anyway.
And breathe what, the water?
I've got to get out.
Sure, you said that before. But you ain't going to get out if you don't listen to Rico. I tell you, the water in the sewer is up to the top. Maybe half or 1 inch clear air up on top. Not enough to swim, my friend. But just enough to get air if you got the right thing.
What? A diving rig?
Nah. A little piece of rubber pipe that you keep in your mouth. And you stick it up out of the water so you're sucking the air while you walk through the water. That's over your head.
Where do you get the rubber hose?
Here. See? I got one right here. And I got another one for you. This end stuck in my mouth. Listen, I raise it high like this. So it sticks up out of the water and I suck up that little inch of air that's waiting up there on top.
Mark Street, I'll be coming for you soon.
Mark Street, what's that? All I want to know is you're going to break with me down the sewer tomorrow.
Man, you don't know what you're doing for me.
Shut your mouth. I do it because I can't lift a heavy sewer lid by myself. But with you, we'll lift it.
We'll lift it.
Okay. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we try, huh?
4 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, a deep breath, please, before we go on with the story of Vengeance and Mac Rogan. Yes, and while we do so, girls, is this how you feel these strenuous war days?
No, I'm not going to dance with the soldiers. I'm too tired out to enjoy it. And since I've gotten so thin and run down and on edge, nobody wants to dance with me anyway.
Well, you don't look so good lately. But listen, you know Sally Blake? Well, she was underweight and weary and jumpy, too. And she found out that all she needed was more vitamin B and iron.
Vitamin B and iron? I don't understand.
Let me explain, miss. When you don't get enough vitamin B from your food, you may lose your appetite, so you don't eat enough. And then you may lose weight and lose your pep. Or you may not get all the good out of your food. And when you don't get enough iron from what you eat, you may be weak and pale and washed out.
Oh, dear. If more vitamin B and iron is what I need... I suppose I've got to take some disagreeable medicine.
Sally didn't. She took ironized yeast tablets. She says they're a cinch to take. Just pleasant little tablets. And you should see Sally now. She feels so peppy, and she looks like a million.
That's easily explained, too. Ironized yeast gives you vitamin B plus iron. So when you need them, it helps two ways to step up your weight and pep and sparkle. Try ironized yeast if more vitamin B and iron is what you need. Then see if pretty quick you aren't saying...
Well, I feel grand now. And since I've gained these nice pounds, I guess I look good, too. That handsome sergeant's always phoning me lately. Ironized yeast sure is wonderful.
And now, back to Lights Out. This is the day and the time for the two condemned men to make their try for freedom.
Get plenty of exercise, boys. Won't be long now.
Sure, screw. Well, exercise.
Rico. The floor, there's no sewer lid in it.
What, you think they got a label on it or something?
Oh, quit talking. We gotta move fast. Show me for the love of heaven.
Okay. Keep your pants on. Yeah. You see this circle on the floor?
Yeah.
That's a lid. It's covered with cement just like the floor.
Mother, in heaven, all that weight, how we lift it out.
Keep quiet. Yeah. I got something that'll do the work.
A cold chisel.
I told you, Rico Bartelli's a smart guy. This little piece of steel cost me plenty. But I got her and she's going to get me right out of here. Now listen.
Yeah.
Look. You stick the chisel in the crack. And push up. The cover, it comes up a little bit. Then you stick your fingers underneath.
Okay.
I got it. There. Now get your fingers under.
Yeah. Okay.
Now lift. Lift.
You're crushing my fingers.
Don't make noise. God, don't make any noise.
Fingers, mother of mercy.
Quiet.
My fingers. Get that lid off me.
I'll get it up again. Oh, yell. I forgot all of you. Look, guy on the roof. Get the lid up. There. I got it. There. Now help me. I've got it up again. Help me lift it.
Yeah. Okay.
There it comes. There we go. Let it down. Rub your fingers, huh?
The devil with my fingers. Let's go.
Okay. You drop down there first. I don't know how deep the water is.
Here it goes.
Rogan. Is it all right down there?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. Water's not so deep.
It's only up to my waist. Which way now?
This way. Come on.
So blasted dark.
I know the way. Ah. Yeah.
Faster. Lead the way faster.
I can't go too fast. Main sewer is someplace along here. I might fall in.
Okay.
Well, yes. Thanks.
Keep going, keep going.
Yeah, it's black. I can't see nothing. I'm going to go run.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. The water, don't you feel? It's moving faster.
Yeah, you're right. That means the main sewer's up ahead.
Come on.
I'm so excited.
Why shouldn't I? The main pipe's ahead.
Yeah, the main pipe's ahead.
That means we're going right. Oh, I'm not afraid of drowning. If I can't drown, I've got to kill him first. I can't drown.
No.
Ah, doesn't matter to you. Come on. Wait a minute. Give me my piece of rubber hose first.
Rubber hose?
Yeah, sure, like you told me to breathe through in the main sewer. Give it to me now, and get the water separates us.
Give you what?
What's the matter with you?
Me?
Tell me what's up.
Sure, why not? I only got one piece of rubber hose.
But, Rico, you said...
What I say and what is, that's two different things. I got one. For me.
And me?
You. You help me lift up that sword. Okay, that's swell. Now, if you want to go out and knock off that guy you always talk about, okay, I ain't stopping you. Take a swim for yourself.
Give me that piece of hose.
You better take that swim while you're still healthy, my friend.
Give me that hose.
Stay back from
give
me.
Give it to me.
Okay, I'll give you...
Oh, my arm. That old chisel tried to knife me.
Hey, get out. You.
Devil, I cut you now.
Oh, my arm.
Yes, your arm, Rico. Bending it to make you bend over. Bend over, Rico, over. Get that head of yours under the water.
No.
Drink it, Rico. Fill your double-crossing lungs with a drink.
All right, Rico. I've got the chisel and the hose. Now you take that swim that you were gonna give me. Now, Mark Street, I'm coming after you.
Hey, now, but shut the door. We're closed, see? Might as well scram. 1 o'clock's closing hours in this town.
help me.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Mark Street.
Huh? What's that you said?
Mark Street. Where is he?
Mark Street? Oh, you mean that lanky chiseler that... I didn't know exactly. I ain't seen the guy recent.
Where is he?
Hennessy's place. Yeah, that's it. I remember hearing a couple of the boys saying he moved in up there. Say, wait a minute, fella. Don't you want a drink? Don't you want me to get... Well, is that a note? Walks right out on me. I wonder what in the... Chief. Ain't that a funny thing? It ain't rained around here for a week. And the guy's clothes were soaking wet.
All right, I'm coming. Waking a man up in the middle of the night, that's a disturbing the peace. Well, what's the matter?
Tell me.
Tell you what? What's the matter? You drunk? What do you want?
Mark Street.
Mark Street? Is that what you said?
They told me. He's staying here.
He was staying here, you mean?
He's gone?
That's all right. He's gone.
Tell me. Where? Where is he now?
He's down 6 feet in the Rosamount Cemetery. Mark Street. He's died last week. Good night.
Mark Street died last week? No. No, Mark Street, you can't cheat me that way. Rosemont Cemetery said. All right, Mark Street. I'm coming out to you.
John Burton.
Hello. It's so dark. So dark, if only the moon would... Ah, now I can see. Here lies my beloved wife. No, not you. Mark Street, where are you? Where? So many graves, white stones, moonlight, so many dead. If you are here, I'll find you. Here lie the mortal remains of Henry Holm. Oh, no. I've got to find you, Mark Street. I've got to. Maybe this one. Here lies Mark Street. I found you, Mark Street. I found you. All these dead, I found you. But are you dead? I must know. I will know. Oh, I'm down to you at last, Mark Street. Now I'll know. Oh, they covered you well. If it is you. Yes. It is you, Mark Street. Cheated me. Oh, no. Maybe not. Maybe it's other... Maybe in another world beyond this one. A world of dead. Where you are now. I'll go there. I'll get you there. Rico's cold chisel in my hand. I'll shove it in my heart, and then I'll be just like you. You hear me, Mark Street? It's Mac. Mac Rogan talking to you wherever you are. I'm coming to you.
Mac Rogan.
Mark Street. Mark Street, coming to you.
Mac Rogan.
Marie.
Mac.
Marie. Marie. Marie, I heard. How? When? I don't know. I heard you calling me.
Mac Rogan.
It is you, Marie. I heard you. I can hardly see. I don't know where I am, but I heard you.
You got your wish, my darling.
What?
Look, there in front of you.
Mark Street.
Mark Street at last!
No! No, let me go! The dead can't kill the dead! Let me go!
And the knife! The knife you killed her with is in my hand! The knife! At last, Mark Street, I'll give you what you gave her!
No, no!
Once in the face!
No.
Twice! A third time! Now, go back to your grave, Mark Street. And I'll go to mine.
Whew, Mr. Obler, do you really think that revenge can go beyond the grave?
I like to think that it doesn't. I like to think that murder and mercy find equal rest in peaceful death.
Well, I'm interested in next week's story. You go back to California to do that one. What's it going to be about?
It's a long postponed tale. I started to do it three times in this program, and each time something happened. I'll tell you of those postponements in a moment, after you finish what you want to tell us.
Well, briefly, folks, if it's vitamin B and iron shortage that's keeping you thin and weak, tired, washed out, and really only half living, then do try ironized yeast tablets right away. They give you both vitamin B and iron. They cost but a few pennies a day, and they're sold on this no-risk, money-back basis. If you don't quickly begin to eat better, sleep better, feel much stronger and peppier, and if you're not convinced that ironized yeast will help you gain just the good pounds you need to look your best, the cost of the first bottle will be refunded to you in full by Ironized Yeast, Box IY, Rowley, New Jersey. Just be sure you get the one and only ironized yeast. Always ask for it by its full name, ironized yeast. And look for the big IY on the package and on each tablet. And now, what about this postponed story, Mr. Obler?
Well, we all start things we don't finish. Now, before I started a word and started and didn't finish it. And that reminds me of something that you folks may not have finished. I'm referring to your war stamp book. Don't say what again and turn that dial. You know that boy who used to live up the street from you who's in that flying fortress? He can't turn any dials and get out of there when the shrapnel gets close. He's got to keep on. And so how about you and that war stamp book? How long since you put another stamp in it? Remember, 4 25-cent stamps will buy a hand grenade. 15 50-cent stamps buy an anti-tank mine. 6 25-cent stamps a winter combat helmet. Yes, your money in war stamps can actually save the life of an American soldier. Here's another way to look at it. War stamps earn no interest. War bonds, on the other hand, do. They pay you back $4 for every 3. So, looking at it either way, as a dollar investment for your future, or better yet, an investment in a free world, you'd better put those spare dimes and quarters to work against the Axis, for victory and for you. In the future, well, it'll mean a future of a free world.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's eerie story, He Dug It Up, a strange tale inspired by a visit to pre-war England. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast, the one and only ironized yeast with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet. It is later than you.
Time waits for no man these days, not even for a man to shave. Speed is mighty important. So why not enjoy the quick, comfortable shaves that you get with Mole Brushless Shaving Cream? A quick yet comfortable shave. Quick, because you can spread Mole over your face as fast as you can move your fingertips. Quick, because Mole forms a protective film between your skin and your razor. Gives your razor something to ride on. Fresh, your razor just seems to skate over your skin, but your whiskers come off close and clean. Comfortable, because Mole's protective film helps guard you from nicks and cuts. So why not try Mole today?
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
For today. I'll be back Wednesday with another one. In the meantime, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. More strange stuff tomorrow on Strange Tales. We'll be hearing from The Whistler, an early episode from that series. That's tomorrow. You'll find that show along with this one and everything else at relicradio.com. You'll also find links there to our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream with even more old-time radio, and our donate button if you'd like to help support it all. Certainly appreciate it if you're able to. Thank you very much to those who have, and thanks for joining me today. Talk to you Wednesday on another episode of The Horror.